Pringle Talks Christmas is a proud member of the Christmas Podcast Network. You can find all of our episodes on ChristmasPodcastNetwork.com and follow us on Twitter at Christmas Talks. That's KRISTMAS Talks. This is our new Christmas episode. Sit back, grab a hot drink, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome to Pringle Talks Christmas.
Weary of Christmas tunes freezing out autumn celebrations? You're not just imagining the jingle bells and carols coming earlier this year. According to Spotify plays tracked by Every Noise, most places start their surge in seasonal listening November 1st. But some countries started the party far earlier. The Philippines, heavily Catholic and among the most devotedly Christian nations on earth, is the first to play Christmas music with a spike on September 1st. The country streams classics as well as local favourites like Jose Marie Chan's Christmas in Our Hearts. By October 28th, the festive Philippines had competition from largely secular but spirited countries, Iceland and the Scandinavian countries of Denmark, Sweden, Finland and Norway. Iceland currently leads the world in Christmas listening, with holiday tunes making up more than 8% of all streamed music, over triple the global average. The United States crossed into the Christmas music threshold, playing at least 2% of Christmas songs within the past week, early November. In recent years, many countries make the switch before December. 2017, 31 countries had passed the Christmas music threshold by then. But South American countries like Paraguay, Uruguay, Argentina, and Brazil don't start their Christmas music in earnest until Christmas Eve of Christmas Day, while Little Liechtenstein ends on a high note. However, the answer is more simple than that. The reason is the increased ratings that stations receive from playing Christmas music. This continued commercialization of Christmas and other holidays around this time has become more obvious, as it seems like the decorations and music are being put up even earlier than every year. Some radio stations have even started playing Christmas music in late September. While there is nothing inherently wrong with radio stations playing Christmas music starting in early November, it does continue a wider trend of commercialising the holiday, a trend dating back over two centuries. It might actually be the reason for Christmas's popularity, at least in its modern form. Initially, merchants in the 19th century and prior didn't like holidays, as they usually entailed widespread drinking, which meant more workers didn't do their jobs. Christmas was no different. However, businesses soon realised the holidays had a lot of profit potential, which caused them to decorate their stores to attract customers. There were no changes to Christmas symbolism, like getting rid of Santa Claus's judgmental facial expressions. He was previously portrayed as punishing naughty children by whipping them with switches. Changing Santa Claus to being a jolly gift giver to children also benefited companies because they could guilt parents into purchasing toys and other goods. Parents would want to give their kids the impression they'd been bad, and don't want to be seen as bad parents. All of these changes made Christmas more secular to enable non-Christians to participate in the holiday, and so they'd be willing to spend money on gifts. It also grew Christmas's popularity in America. Prior to the mid-19th century, the holiday wasn't widely celebrated across the country, and it was even banned by the Puritans during the 17th and 18th centuries. While gift-giving shows you care for your loved ones, and all of us enjoy receiving free stuff, it comes to a point where we're worrying too much about the commercial aspects of Christmas, even if the holiday grew because of those aspects. Everyone is so worried about what presents to buy or what we'll receive from others that we've lost sight of just spending quality time with our loved ones, or if you are a Christian, the religious background of the holiday. This is also reflected in Thanksgiving, which is meant to celebrate gratitude and being thankful for what we have. Yet the day after, many of us use it as a way to get their hands on some discounted consumer goods during Black Friday sales, which has even resulted in deaths among shoppers. The contradiction between those what Thanksgiving and Christmas are supposed to represent and how we actually celebrate them shows, despite good intentions regarding gift giving, our materialistic side has a strong effect on our perception of our holiday season. While it is impossible to separate Christmas and spending money on gifts, we need to remind ourselves material goods aren't everything and shouldn't be your main priority for the holiday season. Instead, cherish the family and friends you have. Spend quality time with them rather than just being a formality you go through every year. And going back to the original start about Christmas music being celebrated early and starting early like myself, I listen to Christmas music all year round. I've got a downloaded holiday special from Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra, which I have on my phone. I listen to most times all year round, quite often. And just going back into songs released in the early November period or even before that, Step Into Christmas by Elton John, released 23rd of November 1973. Fairy Tale of New York, a special I'd done a few episodes ago, 23rd of November 1987. Christmas Song by Nat King Cole, released in November 1946, which was only his second recording of the song. Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney, released on the 19th of November 1979. Merry Christmas Everyone by Slade, 25th of November 1985. Merry Christmas Everybody by Wizard, 7th of November 1973. Even Elvis, Blue Christmas, 9th of November 1964. And other songs, Run Run Rudolph, Mistletoe and Wine, Darlene Loves, Christmas Baby Please Come Home, even Merry Boy's Child, 27th of November 1978. The fascination we have for celebrating Christmas early is wonderful, and let's be honest, if we could celebrate Christmas all year round, I think we would. The episode was a little bit of celebrating Christmas early and also, you know, what comes with celebrating Christmas early and what the messages are behind the Christmas celebrations. And as we delve right into the Christmas period, I want you to all reflect on exactly what Christmas is about, like I mentioned at the end there. Spending time with your families and really embracing the actual Christmas season, the atmosphere of Christmas. And so that's it for this episode, guys. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Christmas Talks, KRISTMAS Talks, and on all your podcast search engines, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm also on the Christmas Podcast Network, the best in Christmas podcasts from around the world. And me. Take care. Bye-bye.